Kira.
Yes.
What if you could dictate some of the world's most profound mysteries while in your sleep?
Oh, I would feel so special.
I know. And what if there was a place where all the collected works of your sleep dictation could be found, read, and researched to your heart's content? And where you could dive into all sorts of metaphysical, spiritual, and esoteric teachings, all while enjoying a fabulous spa, a world-class university, and professional lectures.
I mean, that sounds ideal.
It does. Well, you're in luck, because today we're joined by the CEO of the Edgar Cayce ARE, a place that's exactly like that. And the best part is you don't have to live here to take advantage of all of these amazing benefits.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll dive into this wonderful location and dive into just who Edgar Cayce was on the newest episode of The Skeptic Metaphysicians, starting right now.
My name is Will.
And I'm Karen.
And unlike Mulder and Scully,
we both want to believe.
So we've embarked on a journey of discovery.
We've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual and metaphysical world.
We've thrown ourselves into weird and wonderful experiences. I even joined a coven of witches.
And wait, you joined a coven?
Yep, all in the interest of finding something.
Anything.
That will prove that there's something beyond this physical,
three-dimensional world we all live in.
This is the Skeptic Metaphysicians. This week's review corner comes from Kim McRae, who left us a 5-star review and titled it The Skeptic Metaphysician. She goes on to say, I love hearing everyone talk and I receive so much love and connection through the podcast. I've been skeptic because there are many fake or poor healers out there, but being a healer myself, I hear how genuine you and your guests are. Kim, thank you so much for leaving us your thoughts on our episodes and our show overall. We really appreciate you taking the time to do that. And yes, couldn't agree more. There are, unfortunately, so many people out there that are just out there to take your money. So please be careful and be discerning as to who you go to get healed. Remember, the only way to heal is to be healed yourself. Hey there, it's Will. Now, because of the nature of our show, sometimes technology decides to play rough with us. And this includes the episode you're about to listen to. Because our guest is so connected to Spirit, seems Spirit thought it'd be fun to force us to use a different recording platform than the one we usually use. You know, the one that gives us the very best audio quality you've come to expect from us. So at some points in this interview, you may notice some audio clipping that comes from the fact that we recorded this on the public internet instead of on our preferred platform. We feel it's still really great content that we wanted you to have, so we're releasing it here for you as is. Thanks for being a listener, and we hope that you enjoy the episode.
Hi, I'm Will.
And I'm Karen.
And today's show, we're diving into all things Edgar Cayce. So just who was he? Well, Edgar Cayce has been called the sleeping prophet, the father of holistic medicine, and the most documented psychic of the 20th century. For more than 40 years of his adult life, Cayce gave psychic readings to thousands of seekers while in an unconscious state, diagnosing illnesses and revealing lives lived in the past, prophecies yet to come. There's no one better to talk about this incredible man, his legacy, and the organization than the chief executive officer of the Edgar Cayce ARE, Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles. Dr. Charles, thank you so much for coming on to the Skeptic Metaphysician.
Hello, Will. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hello. I'm great.
Good.
We are so happy to welcome you onto our show today. And so we have so many questions and we're so curious about everything to do with Edgar Cayce and the ARE.
Yeah, we're a little starstruck because it's not often we have CEOs of such important organizations like
Edgar Cayce
and
ARE.
And so thank you for sharing of your time and your expertise with us and our audience. We're excited to dive into this incredible man.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I do appreciate it.
I mentioned a little bit about what Edgar Cayce was famous for, but really he's known as the father of metaphysics, for lack of a better term. What made this man become such a popular metaphysician in our times?
Well, I think it's so many different layers of this. So number one, he was very well learned and just in terms of how he connected with spirit. And that's very different. You know, some people can feel they believe, but to literally able to go into trance and to come out almost with such precision in terms of how he is diagnosing issues, which his stories of how that happened was truly profound when I began to study him. But it's also his connection with spirit. He just didn't do readings like we know today. It's like, you know, what's my lucky numbers, or will he or she come back to me? It's more about, he really focused on the health, but health in a holistic synergy. And that was more based upon, if you were sick, for example, a sore throat, he just wouldn't be like, okay, you have a sore throat, here's a remedy. He would go into the spiritual aspect behind it. So you've been dammed up maybe of not speaking your truth to people, and God gave you this gift, and you've held on to the gift. So now the gift is taken away from you. He would look at a spiritual nature of why things are happening. Then he would go into the mental state of why you're holding on to it. From the mental of, you don't feel you have the right to speak, so to say. You don't feel that, you know, people are going to listen to you. That is what you were creating, holding on to these beliefs of what it is. And this belief that if God is good all the time, there is no separation. Then that last part would be the remedy, which would be the holistic health. So this is the whole holistic formulas that he used, and the full holistic form that he basically, his readings came through, and it literally held onto each area. And that was the prescription or the reading, so to say.
You know, that's really interesting. I like how you're saying, well, you know, God gave you this gift, or you mentioned God in this a lot. And a lot of people don't believe that God and metaphysics can go together. They have to be separate. There's the woo, there's this, there's that, there's channeling, that's satanic. I mean, all kinds of ideas about this. But my understanding is that Edgar Cayce came from a Christian background. Is that true?
He was a devout, and he read the Bible for every year of his life through and through. I think one of the things, and let me be very clear with that, and I will say God, because we're talking about a man from 1877 to 1945, and he was a Christian. He identified as a Christian. However, when we're understanding spirituality, we're not talking about religiosity or the pertinence of religiosity, Ray, to go back, legati or legion, which is Greek, which is Latin, was to connection to the source, or the source, so it was to go back to the source. Religion has taken on its own thing of rules and dogma. It is in my belief that spirituality or metaphysics allows us freedom. So Ernest Holmes called it. Mary Baker Eddy called it the source or the all. So there's all these different names we can tie to it. Whether you're in China, you might call it the Buddha, even though it's philosophical in the man. It's however you see something. There's something always more than you. And what do you put your energy to that can help you overcome or can give you faith or hope in something? Even if you're an atheist, you still believe in something, whether even it's yourself. So it is this knowing that there's something more than just our small selves and our higher selves, and that's the God or the source or Allah, Jehovah, whatever you want to call it, butternut leaf lettuce if you want to. I don't care. But it's something more.
And I think that kind of along with that, Edgar Cayce identifying as a Christian, like you said, whatever source is, I think him being a Christian made it more accessible to a lot of people who otherwise would not have even considered looking into this sort of stuff.
Very much so. I mean, look at the time he was in. There wasn't much exposure to others. And if you were infidel, heathen, blasphemous. There was all these things. So he struggled within himself of what these gifts he had. He was also ousted because of it. People despised him, but yet some of them wanted to use him to get rich schemes. So they went to him. And sometimes he would go to France and they would push for things of this that he would find out, because some of it was recorded, and he would feel horrible because that's not what the gift was for. It was really to help people. And that the beauty of how this man was, I mean, King had 14,306 readings. He's the most recorded psychic in history.
Wow.
More than half of those readings are based upon health. They're not. And then there's five what we call pillars of his work. And those five pillars stand in spirituality, which is prayer, supplication, or going to. And then you have meditation, which is listening for the inner voice, right? And so that's his view of spirituality. And then we have holistic health, which is the mind, body, spirit paradigm, people calling it natural health, the whole thing of chakras and auras. Cayce was really big into that. And that was very new at that time. It was kind of like a science of itself, which it still is. People really study it. Yep. Then we have philosophy and reincarnation. Of, you know, there's that Easter, but there's also another way of looking at how we step in and how we come back. And this story, if we're energy never, that it can either be created nor destroyed, then are we not that? Mm-hmm. And that basically for every death, there's a birth. I mean, in the world is going on constantly. And so we have to look at some of those things. So spirituality, holistic health, philosophy, EFP, psychic phenomena. You know, when you're walking down the street or you go someplace and you feel like this feeling you shouldn't be there. Not always standing on some mountain with your arms outstretched and saying, here I am. And like this beam of light comes down. That beam of light usually is like, wow, I will never do that again. That's an old sometimes it's everyday living. And then the last piece is dreams and dream interpretation. And sometimes we have dreams that we don't forget and they're years ago or something comes out. So there's sometimes symbology or uses in dreams that if you begin to understand some of the signs or symptoms, you will begin to also understand your dreams are telling you a story of what's to come too.
Yeah, Edgar Cayce really is like the godfather of this show. Yeah. When I first started looking into all this stuff, I picked up the collected works of Edgar Cayce, and he was a first dive into all the things you just mentioned in the metaphysics and spirituality space. People who know this space know Edgar Cayce, but for those that aren't 100% familiar to how he did all these things, he actually went into an unconscious state and then dictated these readings to someone, the Edgar Cayce ARE. The place that he actually did that is actually there. You can see it when you go visit.
Yes. The couch that he has, we might be moving it pretty soon, but right now it is housed in the library and it's supposed to go over to ECF, the Edgar Cayce Foundation, which is also in the campus of the headquarters. But Edgar would go into a sleep state, not that deep, but soon as the eyes begin to move, which is this beta that runs out to come in, Gertrude, his wife, which is known as the conductor, she would ask the questions. And she would ask these questions and be like, you know, she would get ready and she would go into them. And then there would be Miss Gladys, and she was his stenographer. And back in those days, it was in no recordings like that. It was absolute handwritten verbatim secretarial skills of writing as Penn or Greg that she used. And she would literally bring Cayce out and start writing these things down, and it would go, literally the reading would be revealed. And sometimes it would go a long, long time. Sometimes it was a reprimand. So when you see the readings, it'll look like a Bible scripture sometimes. So it will say like EC, Edgar Cayce, 324-5. That 324 is kind of like our medical system that you have a number to give your confidentiality, to uphold your confidentiality. So each person was given a number. Four would be 4 or 10 or 25 would be the number of readings that person had. So you'll see something 327-4-5, and that the person with how many readings that they've had.
Wow.
And sometimes you'll find in the readings, especially in that, you'll find that that person's readings will sometimes be a reprimand that you didn't follow the first, what I've told you. And so that's what was just really fascinating about it. Like you can see, or if a person came back and they did the work where it helped them. I mean, he's noted people have had tuberculosis, were on those lung machines back in the days. And they talk about it. So there is evidence based. It's not just some woo-woo that some places have. And I'm very proud to say there is evidence approaches and there's evidence based. And we have records of people talking about these changes. And people still employ a lot of the remedies today, what we know as the remedies today, utilizing them. And I also utilize them, believe it or not.
Wow. See, I didn't realize that all of these writings were for individual people. I thought he was just like, you know, just all coming out. Wow, that's amazing. Correct. So I hear one of the favorite remedies was castor oil.
So yes, a plethora of remedies are coming out of castor oil, from utilizing it on the stomach areas, for the spleen, for healing, because the way it absorbs is like it kind of feeds the body, it's nourishment. But how the body assimilates it, You will also find in some other holistic or naturopathic books, castor oil is now basically a huge component in a lot of techniques and modalities. Mm-hmm. So you can use it basically for dry skin to soften the skin, but you can also use it for like when you're having ailments that just cramps and it alleviates. You will find women who have fibroid tumors will find more comfort from dealing with that, a castor oil pack around the stomach.
Wow. So first of all, I'm glad you mentioned that because I thought you had to drink it. And I was like, nope, I'm out. But if I'm just going to apply it somewhere, count me in. I'm good.
I mean, you might have to drink it. There's 14,000 remedies. You might have to drink it. So
I might be out for the one time to drink. But then it sounds like a Tiger Balm or a big vapor rub, right? Your parents always put big
Vicks. No, that's a Cuban thing. Though. Yeah, well, most people don't put Vicks on everything.
That's true. We didn't put Vicks on there.
Everything.
They use a castor oil. They just thought it was castor oil, but it was Vicks.
There's so many remedies that Casey has. And something that's even as strong as almost a Vicks, if not better, for the bronchial system. I suffered with COVID 3 times and I have begun to use his remedies, which has really helped my breathing. And I cannot deny that. And even when I started, I was a little like,
yes, in my room.
Can't hurt, right?
I tried it and I was really shocked that I used it on an inflamed knee that I have as I'm getting younger, that love affair I'm beginning to have, Mr. Arthur, right?
I'm going to, and you have some at the gift shop, right?
We do the gift shop with the spa. You can get the approved products by Bar. Bar is the only noted carrier that we use of the actual authentic KC remedies and recipes.
Okay.
Can people buy it from you online?
We are opening up our online store pretty soon. Yeah.
Right.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Once you do that, we'll go ahead and add that direct link in our show notes so people can go directly to it so they can
purchase all the stuff there. Sounds good.
Now, this was a very manual process, as you mentioned earlier. Over 14,000 of these readings happened. Most of these, if not all of them, first I should mention, your library is what, the second largest in the world, right?
It is. We're very proud to say we're the second largest metaphysical library other than the Vatican.
That's it. Amazing.
That's good company.
Yeah.
We have a lot of books that are out of print. So you'll see them and they're like older books. I mean, like we have private collections and things like that also that some people don't even know of. We have a lot of historic preservation under Virginia Beach and under Virginia, the Commonwealth, because of some of like 1800s. I mean, going really back, some of these books, we have to have gloves on them and all that other stuff when we cut them.
How cool is that?
Quite fascinating. To go inside the special collection and like see an astrology book, for example, that only 70 copies were made.
Oh,
and
my
they
gosh.
Were only to a certain selected group who were going to receive these. So we do have those in our collection.
Wow. She's like certain selected group and me. So if someone has, arthritis or something and they're interested, can they just go into the library and find his remedy for that?
So it's
by remedy or is it by persons? Like, how would you go about
it? Basically, you could do the remedies. Our library staff is very extensive in the readings and how one can navigate. We still have the old catalog with the card index.
Yay!
But we also have what we call the circulating file. So if you have an issue such as epilepsy or eczema or asthma, any of our ills is in here. And so you basically would find a circulating file that you can find more of that information, but more focusing the readings on what various remedies are. Mm-hmm. Or you can kind of hone in. Also, you become a member of our organization, you then gain access to the reading database, which is mm-hmm. the whole collection is online.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask you, I'm like, do you check it out? Like, how does that work as far as, if you're not a member and you want to get some of this information, how it's a library, like, do you make a copy of it? How does that work?
We're really proud to say that our library, in terms of any of the Casey books, are moving now to Audible, which is really beautiful. So we're beginning to move a lot of our collection because we had a press company here. This used to be a huge publishing house also for ARE Press.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving any of our ARE Press books online, and also that is accessible if you're a member.
We keep saying the term ARE. We should probably clarify for the audience what that means. What is the ARE?
Well, it stands for the Association for Research and Enlightenment.
Yeah.
And
That's enlightenment. That's such a wonderful word.
Yeah.
It is. And it's really used today. I try to help people understand, you know, because a title is a title, right? But I think that it has a lot of impact. And I think it's very powerful when you begin to understand that. So, for example, right now, you and I, we're sitting here, but we're an association. We're a group of people standing on a common cause or belief, which is a podcast, right? And now, as we begin to talk, and if I begin to ask you questions, you might start reflect. And that reflection is like the research, but you're researching your life. And if you begin to study your life, who you are, your experiences, whether good or bad, which is really subjective, is truly a study of why you're here and what your purpose is. But when you do that, it's like anybody, when we get to know better, we get to do better. And that is the enlightenment. So this is the ARE. Study of your life to change the paradigm and to become enlightened as you move forward in the journey of life.
Okay, you just made that so much better than I ever expected it to sound. That is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Listen, we need to take a break, but the conversation is just getting started. When we come back, we're going to keep talking to Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles about Edgar Cayce and the ARE, which we just found out what that stands for. But we also are going to talk about some of the stuff that you can find not only in person at the ARE, but also online. And these are tools that you can use right now to help you in your search for enlightenment. So stay with us. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Skeptic Metaphysicians. We are talking all things Edgar Cayce with the CEO of the Edgar Cayce ARE, Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles. We are in great company because she knows everything there is to know about everything Edgar Cayce, and already has blown our mind at least 7 times.
At least.
I lost count, Carolyn. I think it's been at least 7 times for me. But right before the break, we were talking about what the ARE stood for, and I absolutely love how you explain that to us. Mm-hmm. Now, let's dive a little deeper into the actual tools that someone can use.
When you come to our campus or headquarters located here in Virginia Beach, you will be met with a few buildings and you're like, what is going on here? So we kind of look like this little hidden, but I always say we're a gym in Virginia Beach. So you would first come in and there's a big beige building with very slim windows. And that is our visitor center. You can come in. It's open to the public, and you will find, soon as you walk in, a greeting of our reception area, but also to the right, you will find an incredible metaphysical bookstore. There you can find your chakra candles to books of inquiry from spirituality to reincarnation, even to dietary needs, because Cayce wrote this entire series based upon the alkaline diet that we know has been popular today through various phases. So we have the metaphysical bookstore here. We then have the library that we spoke about earlier. We have a meditation room on the third floor. Yes, an incredible, beautiful meditation that does look out into the Atlantic Ocean. And that was a very big thing coming here, that beauty and that calm. We also have afternoon and sometimes evening meditation nights. We have an auditorium for events such as weddings, which we're about to open. But also if you just have a conference or something, you can come here. But we also offer our conferences and training certification programs and certificate programs to the general public and for membership. I'm very proud to say we are starting very soon a yoga, and we're opening up our yoga and dance studio. When she learned the Cayce technique of meditation, one of the things that he would say at the end was Ari Om. And that was how you meditate, Ari Om. And that is what our yoga studio is called.
Those are great benefits for people that actually live in the area.
Yeah.
What can people who don't live in the area, how can they get involved? How can they take advantage of some of the things that you offer?
Well, like I said, our online metaphysical shop is opening up pretty soon. You also can do any of our conferences that I was talking about, the trainings. We have that as a hybrid. So that's also online. And you can sign up for any of our events and tap into our free events. but also we have some membership and paid events for non-members that you can also get a taste of the ARE.
Your membership is astounding with all the access that you get to all the meetings and all the video series, everything that you have to offer. So if you have at all ever thought about it, I would say do it, because not only do you get a lot for it, it's actually very, very reasonable. I mean, it's incredible.
And if you are a member online, I mean, Virginia Beach is a great place to come visit. So what's a better reason? You come here, you stay the weekend, you go to the ARE, you enjoy the spa. There's a great restaurant there that I was lucky to have lunch at not too long ago. Our daughter has been a couple of times to some of the fairs that you guys have, and it's fantastic. She loves it. She's looking at all the stuff and learning about all this. I mean, it is never too young to start your children on the path to enlightenment.
Very true. I mean, because the journey begins in the beginning, right? It's not that there's a place that you got to get to. And like I said, spirituality is your journey. That's the freedom of it. It's not my journey. It is what works for you. So for some people, they have interest in the Akashic Records. For others, they might have interest in nutrition or holistic health. Mm-hmm. So this whole compendium that we hold here is really vast, and that is the beauty of it. Even if you don't want to do any of the programs, you can walk through our gardens. We have a meditation and bamboo garden. That's just come. It's really small, but it's kind of magical because people
beautiful
relax there.
I love it. I really love it. I've been there a couple of times.
It's really beautiful.
And also tell us about the labyrinth you have.
Yes, we have a labyrinth that is located by the spa. And that is, there's a whole instruction of how to move into that, how you walk into it, and how you come out of it. But the labyrinth is really about us going within ourselves, going into the depths of ourselves. So it's like a meditative walk on the path. Mm-hmm. And then you come out, supposedly, and your intention is to come out calmer, more ready to hear the answer that you might have said, I can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. But you're going through the journey, and that journey is literally a maze of your mind, if you really look at what a labyrinth is.
That's terrific. And I was just thinking today, and the culture that we're in, the political culture, the lack of better words, crap like it's on in society. Why is it important to have a place like the Edgar Cayce ARE?
You know, my thing is, as I have really looked at it being here, this really is a little piece of heaven on earth. Mm. It's where you can kind of just come to escape the grind of it all. I do think that the community and what we're offering here is a sense of community, but also a sense of individuality. Your search is not where you're going to feel strange. If you have a question on the ancient mysteries of life, that's here for you. And if you have, you know, you want to think like chakras and auras, it's like if you can balance that out, you'll have perfect health. That's also here for you. We're not this place where you can't find some of the questions that she might have answered. And we really do believe that. I mean, we even have schools. I mean, I can go down the whole list of what we offer here. It is quite enormous. We're always looking at how to expand, and our programming really is shifting how we're serving our community and how we're showing up to it.
Now, I want to learn Reiki. Is that something that, do you offer classes like, not necessarily Reiki, but classes like that where people can go and learn about, you know, meditation or Reiki or like in-person classes? Do you have that?
Yes, we do. We have a Learn How to Meditate class where you also can become a facilitator of meditation. We will be offering continuing education units through one of our schools, whether it's the Cayce Riley School of Massage or Atlantic University. We'll be offering CEUs. And if you're not a practitioner that you need a CEU, you can still come for your knowledge to get it. And those will also be online. So that is kind of coming up. We're in preparation of getting those ready to basically offer to the public.
So the best thing to do is to go ahead and sign up as membership so that they get your newsletter so that they're aware when some of these things are put out there.
Yeah.
That's the best way just to stay in touch. That's wonderful.
For sure.
And speaking of events, you have a really big one coming up.
Yes.
It's your Congress?
We have what is the annual Congress, which has been going on since Cayce kind of started the ARE. And so this is an annual event. This is the 92nd year.
Wow.
And this is members from all around the country and some from all around the world. We are also an international organization who will be coming in or tuning in. And literally, it is a full week of upliftment, empowerment, To inspire people to live a life of integrity. A lot of it is based upon the Casey teachings. That's what it is about. And it's an honoring of that, but it's also a place where community is brought forth. And the biggest thing that I'm seeing where like a lot of laughs are shared. And last year was my first one and I was very proud to experience it.
That was like right up our alley. So I think you're going to be seeing us. That's a job of yours.
Oh, definitely.
So this is an annual thing, which is great. So every year you people can actually plan to come from wherever they are in the world to attend this thing. And this year it's coming up here in very shortly.
Yes, it's coming up June 11th on Sunday. This year's topic is oneness. Casey speaks about the oneness of us all and not the separation. And I thought it was very apropos to kind of entitle it that way, because I feel as our society, we are dismantled today and we're very broken from each other and we're very separated, whether it's political, whether it's based upon race, whether it's based upon beliefs. It's just oneness that we are more together than we are separated.
Such an important message, especially in these times.
Yes.
So then let's keep talking about oneness, because there might be people out there who are listening right now that think that A, it's either a very religious or Catholic or Christian organization, or B, the opposite, that it's a cult. What do you say? How do you battle something like that, when especially the messaging that you've been giving us this entire time?
I think whenever something is different, it becomes the other and it's placed. Mm-hmm. And everyone has their way of expressing that, right? We see that we other people, that we kind of put other people, they don't follow it this way, then they're different.
Right.
Is these teachings different? Yes. But is it very much the same? Yes. If you study Casey's work, you will see the Bible play throughout. So it does support the Christian. And we're talking about Bible scriptures in some of the readings. And we're talking about how in some of the books, it talks about Jesus, the Christ. And he also talks about Jesus, the Christ consciousness. And that is us understanding the Christ consciousness as it plays out in our lives, and also Jesus the Christ, the teacher that many know. My thing is not to always stop what people believe. If you don't know, it's like me saying, I hate broccoli, but I've never eaten it. You can't do that a lot, right? When you don't understand something, you always want it to be, you want to dictate its story. So what I'm saying is, this is the ARA. This is what we do. You come, you find what fits you, and what doesn't, we're still welcoming you and we thank you. We don't hold anybody in the closet. We don't, you know, do any weird things. We're not running around with linen and cherubs and all that.
What in that vault?
No, it's not that. It's just an incredible place of resources. And like I said from the beginning, to research your life. And just like going to one of the bookstores and you find a book on self-development. Well, here also we're offering these tools that you find what works for you.
I love that. And for me, that's a little bit like what our podcast is about. We explore all the modalities. You know, we give people a platform to tell their story. We don't try to debunk anything. We ask lots of questions because we want to know, but we try to include everything. And the one thing that for me that I have learned is that whether you're talking to a channeler or medium or psychic or hand analyst or whatever, different people's stories, they all have the same core. You know, it's about love. It's about community. It's about bringing light and joy and lifting the overall vibrations and energy level.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. And it sounds like what you guys are doing is the same thing.
I believe we are. And especially as we're growing programs, and I'm really looking at the organization differently. It is an older organization. It does have its culture, and that I can't deny, but I also know that I'm trying to move this organization where it supports people where they are today at a different level. So we're not dismantling what was from some, most of the core tenets or teachings, I would say, but also some of the core newness of today's society has to be drawn in. So that's like our yoga and dance studio, and working with some members of faculty who have worked at NSU, Norfolk State University, who will be teaching some of our classes. So just making some sense of community here. So we also have opened it up to not-for-profits so that we have networking and alliances that we begin to build our partnerships to support our community at a larger level.
That's wonderful.
And after all, remember, there's only one truth, many paths. And that's the best thing that I know about the Edgar Cayce ARE is that every time I go, I learn something completely different, something new. And it is fascinating. And the welcoming feeling that you get when you get there, there's no one there trying to say to you, this is the only way. In fact, they're doing the opposite. They're saying, well, there's this and there's this and there's this and there's this. Go ahead and explore and see what fits for you. That's great.
Can I say something, Will? Because just the fact that you said that, and I think this is really important. I would like people to just picture in their mind, whatever you follow or don't follow, just picture a cross, what we know as today is a cross. And in the center of that cross, I want you to picture yourself standing in the middle of it. Now, the direction you're looking at is the direction you came from. If you look to the left and you look to the right, it's a different direction. And if you turn around, you will see there's a new direction. You can go to the left or to the right. We think we're going places. We're at the same spot, just crossing the street. Or you can choose to go into tomorrow. To me, that's wearing the cross. It's making a decision. It is you having to choose which path you choose to go down on. And each one has its direction. You can go backwards and stay where you were because it's comfortable. You go on tomorrow not knowing what might end up. Or you could just keep playing itself and going back and forth. But either way, and even if you stay stuck right there in the middle, it's still a choice. And so I believe that we're opening up a choice that people want to see that as the religiosity. Then that is something that we can hold and look at our lives, whether you want to say it's the cross that I bear or whether you want to say, this is how I walk this journey on life. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
That is absolutely beautiful. Such a great visual. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And if you've not been to the Edgar Cayce ARE in a while, you would be very surprised with some of the changes that have happened in recent days, actually. Mm-hmm. Even you are really bringing, you're, like you mentioned, you're keeping the ARE knowledge and experience, but you're bringing a newness, a freshness.
Like a little facelift.
Yes.
Some bow tie. A little filler here and there.
And yet, you know when to put a limit to it, right? Because some people with Botox don't know when to stop. But you have made some really nice aesthetic changes that feel very welcoming. So if you've not had a chance to check out the ARE in a while, I would urge you to go check it out.
Or even if you're just curious. And, you know, I mean, a lot of the younger population hasn't really heard about it. And we want them to hear about this and learn it. Go check it out. There is so much to see and do there.
There really is. I mean, I think it's beyond the little things, but if I could just say it really fast to you, like I said, where we are in the visitor center, but we also have the Cayce Riley School of Massage, which is the fourth in the country in terms of our graduation rates. Our students are phenomenal. They learn a holistic and a spiritual way of body massage, but they do so much more. It's not just massage. They're learning almost the osteopathic technique of Cayce. And that's a whole history, the incorporation of the Cayce Riley School of Massage. We also have Atlantic University, which is a graduate school from master's degrees and certificate programs from transpersonal studies to mindfulness studies, and certificates in spiritual mentorship training and things like that. As you then move over to the organization a little bit more, you will know the original building known as the Cayce Hospital. That is now utilized as our spa, which we are also beginning to change that. In fact, serving our community at a much larger capacity as we begin to work on moving it to a clinic and not a natural holistic healthcare clinic where we will have osteopaths, nutritionists, acupuncturists, chiropractors. That is the next move. And we've just brought in a new team to basically begin to implement that.
We're
ready to move
in.
Yeah. Do you have a
razor cot
in there?
Yeah. I need some
pictures. It's amazing. The spa holds from hydrotherapy all the way down to, like I said, we have a chiropractor on site at this time. We have two chiropractors on site. And those modalities are utilized. We have hydrotherapy from colonics all the way down to just salt rub scrubs and utilizing various bathing techniques. And that's all done here. I think two other things that are coming in, the Cayce Institute for Culinary Medicine, which is an intensive 1-week retreat that you would stay on campus with us. This is a share with one other person. It is an intensive. You get your own personal chef. You get the KC exercise modalities every morning. You will work with an energy body worker, and you will learn some of the spiritual techniques that's also blocking you. And that's called the KC Institute of Culinary Medicine. That Institute of Culinary Medicine, we're also going to be offering community courses in nutrition of the alkaline diet as just a community offering for people to just come and learn some of the KC recipes and dietary systems. And the last is the Tarsia Center for Healing and Transformation, which is intensive uprooting like some of the trauma that many people are carrying, and really doing some self-work to empower and to inspire, but more so to let go and forward. And so specialists and psychologists and psychotherapists will be a part of that training.
Wow.
Go check out Congress and stay for everything else.
Yes.
I think you should. I think you'll find your little home here. Many people come here and say, wow, I really love this place. And that's a good feeling to hear.
Yep. Us included. We absolutely love that area.
Absolutely. So,
Dr. Charles, thank you so, so much for
thank you for having me. This was really sweet. I appreciate it.
No, this is great. And we will definitely see you at Congress because amazing.
And just real quick, if someone wants to get tickets to Congress, how do they do that?
Well, Congress is usually you can go online, and that's edgarcasey.org/events. And you can see that whole Congress piece. You can also see the at 1 minute, which is the day before Congress opens up. So Congress usually is in members and non-members can come.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone listens to this event tonight and would like to come, you just need to let me know. I might even share a little promo code for you guys.
Ooh,
wonderful.
Perfect.
You heard it here first. Thank you so much. We're going to lay in direct links to all these things in our show notes.
So what you
need to do is go to skepticmetaphysician.com, go to the Edgar Cayce episode, and you'll see the links there. So all you got to do is click and you'll be connected directly. Once again, we can't thank you enough for coming and sharing your expertise and your time with us. I know you are a very, very busy person.
Obviously.
But we really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you again really very soon.
Take care, Will. Take care, Karen. Thank you again.
Thanks for coming along on this journey discovery with us. We'd love to continue our conversation with you on our website at skepticmetaphysician.com or on Facebook and Instagram under Skeptic Metaphysician Podcast. If you know someone who would benefit from hearing the messages we're sharing on the show, do them and us a favor and share the show with them. It will help get the word out about us, and it may just change someone's life for the better. And if you're listening to this on the radio and you missed something, not to worry, all of our shows, including this one, can be found at skepticmetaphysician.com, where you can also watch the videos or even send us an email or voicemail directly from the site. We absolutely love feedback and would appreciate hearing from you. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have. That's all for now. We'll see you on the next episode of The Skeptic Metaphysicians. Until then, take care.